frying pan.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
And what would you call the same thing on a barrel?
A faucet.
And what about the same thing out in the yard?
Faucet.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Bag.
What do you call a very large bag? That 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Sack.
All right. Do you have a particular name for that sort of bag, loosely woven cloth that, we used to have a word that sort of described the material, I guess.
Burlap bag or crocus. Sometimes we used to say crocus bag.
Okay.
Or sack. Burlap.
What do you call a small musical instrument about that long, about that tall, and put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Jew's harp, I think.
Okay. And what about one that's made out of metal, and it's shaped like this, and you put it up to your mouth and tick on it? You familiar with that kind?
Yeah, I've seen it, but what is it? I know the ones usually called the Jew's harp, and
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle and children sit on it and go up and down like that?
Balance in the middle?
It's balanced in the middle, yeah. And mm-hmm. One child sits here and one sits here and they go.
Oh, that's your seesaw?
Mm-hmm. And what about one that goes round and round and round?
Merry-go-round.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen a knife on?
File.
Now, if it's made out of rock, do you call it a file?
No. Just call it a piece of whetstone, I think.
Okay.
Whetstone to sharpen.
Now, let's see. Would you describe, or better yet, will you draw some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use?
I can't draw. I'm afraid I can't draw.
Okay, will you describe them? I'll draw them then.
Wooden fences, I know by many years ago, they had what they call a rail fence, the rail fence. And it would put a rail, one like this, and one like this, like that.
Like this?
It would be straight, maybe a rail, this and...
Okay, wait a minute now. This the...
And to the end.
Like this, sort of? Is that the idea?
That's similar to it.
I'm
not an artist. Sometimes at school, children be drawing us, and our children, you can do better than your teacher. I know I'll...
Well, Miss, did these things have any up and down posts, or were they all?
Yes, they had it. Just for instance, I started to say maybe they had a post here and a post there. That this panel and the rail would go there between there.
Okay, now let me try again. Now, if we're looking at it from the side,
and a post there and a post there,
and then they'd have going like this.
Uh-huh, and that would be a panel of the fence. Then they'd have.
Does this look right?
Yeah,
like
that, uh-huh, that's something.
Okay, and this would be called a rail fence?
That's what we used to call them, but it's been so long since I've seen them. that because people have gotten from rail fence to wire fence, and then the things just go out. And now sometimes, just like we are out here, they don't have any fence at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but they always had a fence,
Mm. Well, now what about the kind of fence that might be around somebody's house or around a garden? A wooden fence.
Well, they would have what we call a picket fence, this picket fence.